Today we celebrate St. Bridget of Sweden, who was a mother, a widow, and a religious. She founded her own congregation. So she lived all three principal states of life, well, at least two principal states of life. And yet could give herself completely to God. After the death of her husband, she moved down to Rome. She founded her own congregation, having been before that a secular Franciscan. And she gave herself to, while working with the poor in Rome, gave herself to contemplation, particularly of the passion and death of our Lord. Now we might ask ourselves, why reflect on those, all that suffering, that anguish that our Lord went through in his passion and death, which is what we would reflect on while meditating on the passion and death of our Lord. And the answer is, well, we see it basically in the fact that it is the greatest sign of love ever offered to all of us. Our Lord told us before he went to his passion and death, just before, no greater sign has a man than that he laid down his life for his friends. And here our Lord then laid down his life, not only for his friends, but for his enemies as well, for everyone who would accept him, who would accept this sacrifice, who would, in a word, follow him. What he showed us is that suffering is not something, well, naturally it is repulsive to us, yes, naturally repugnant, but rather it is something to embrace. There's a great joy there if we accept it. We need only accept the daily crosses we get every day, just the ordinary living of life. St. Bridget did, until she founded a religious community, then she gave herself to much more intense suffering, and right? Much more intense contemplation and meditation, particularly, as I said, on the passion and death of our Lord. That great sign of love, which unites us with God. You see, it's in that suffering that we are consumed in his love. And it's only then that we are prepared to enter into heaven. When this good seed falls into the good ground, that ground had to be prepared for the seed. And it is plowed. It is cleaned up, plowed. Right? It is nurtured, it is prepared, it is prodded, it is prepared for that. And then once the seed is planted, it has to be watered. Has to be nurtured, cared for. That's how it grows. You see? Without all that prodding, without all that plowing, without all that caring, it won't grow, does it? It becomes inert. It just stays there. But with that prodding, then it grows. Our Lord elsewhere in the Gospel also uses the example of the dough that's kneaded in order to get the bread to grow. It has to be placed the yeast in it, and then it has to be kneaded. Otherwise it won't grow. But with that prodding, with that kneading, it grows. You see? That's what it takes. That's why the suffering. That's that prodding. That's that nurturing. Seems contradictory to us, but in reality, that's the way it is. That's what it is. And we will find, the more we allow ourselves to be prodded, to be pruned, as it were, to be cleaned, to be nurtured, the more we grow, the more joy it will bring, the closer it brings us to God. That's why we ponder and reflect on this great sign, the greatest sign of love ever offered to us, the passion and death of our Lord, because it brings us afterwards to the great glory of his resurrection. Let us not be afraid then to ponder and reflect on this every day, that great sign of his love for us, and allow our Lord to prod and knead us, to make us, consume us with his love, to prepare us for that everlasting union with him in paradise. Praised be Jesus and Mary.